And you know what that means, Tom, once again, to talk the problems you may be having with your car, your truck, your van. And thanks to the help you're going to get from Nick Stoffel, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive, among other things, in St. Paul. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
Are you on the road as we speak?
Well, you know, you're in Jordan and I'm in Grand Rapids, so I think we have the state pretty well covered.
It's amazing, this high-tech stuff. Well, Nick, let me introduce you to Jake from By the Yard here. We are at the By the Yard showroom in Jordan, Minnesota, doing my second to the last show here with a lot of great folks who have stopped by. One of them is Jake from By the Yard, and we have been and are going to be giving away some good stuff here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually are going to draw our first winner right now, and the first prize of the day is going to John in Maple Grove, and that's a $250 gift card to John.
Wow.
Well, I'll get that for you, John. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, outstanding. And you're going to be doing this now, By the Yard. For our duration here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away four tickets to the local 9. Watch your baseball team. Go cheer them on. Right. And then at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away a By the Yard rocker.
Oh, so love those rockers.
Absolutely, and it's backed by that 35-year warranty as well.
So you keep us up to date there, will you?
You bet. Thanks, Denny.
Jake from By the Yard. Nick, wish you were here, but I know you're going to help our listeners out as usual. If you have any, I know Ryan, our producer, has some questions for you, a whole list, as a matter of fact. He may be filling up the whole show today, as a matter of fact. But Nick,
I kind of want that rocker, though.
You want that rocker? All right. Well,
yeah. Put my name in that hat too, huh?
We'll do that. We'll do that. Nick, let's invite our listeners to join in too on this conversation. 651-461-9226. You can phone it in if you want to ask Nick a question. That'd be great. Otherwise, just send a text, 651-461-9226. A text just came in, Nick, as a matter of fact, wants your opinion on run-flat tires. I know we've talked about that in past shows. What is that, and are there any good?
Well, some vehicles that are not equipped with a spare tire come with a run-flat in the event, obviously, if you have a low tire or flat tire, you have a way to get to help, I guess. So, you know, most often if a car is not equipped with a spare tire, we'll replace them with what it came with. People typically don't switch to a run flat from what, you know, if it's just a standard vehicle with a spare tire. They're a little bit heavier, but they run well. They wear well. They cost a little bit more, obviously, with the technology. But I would say if your vehicle is equipped with a spare tire, it did not come with run flats from the manufacturer, I wouldn't switch to it. Switching out of it, that's a matter of choice. Obviously, once again, like I mentioned, if you switch to a run flat setup, you don't have a spare tire. In the event of a flat tire, you're kind of stuck and stranded somewhere. So keep that in mind if you're looking to replace your tires and they're equipped with a run flat originally.
All right. Very good. I've talked to Ryan Perpich, our producer, many times at the top of the show, and Ryan, you've got some issues there.
Well, Nick, let me just set up the scenario for you here. So my roommate, she has a 2014 Nissan Juke, and she just got a new vehicle, and instead of exchanging the vehicle with the dealer, her parents had the idea to sell this Nissan Juke. But the parents live in Iowa, and that is where I'm taking this Juke today. And I just got it in for an oil change. And the mechanic said it's best not to drive this long distances. And I just want to run this by you, if that's okay. I have a list of the issues that are present. Control arm, remove and replace, lower transverse link, one side, tie rod end, remove and replace, brake pads, remove and replace, and it needs four new tires. Nick, would you recommend me driving this to Iowa today?
It's all on you.
Well, I know. Without having my eyes on it, I don't know. There'd be a couple follow-up questions. You know, if that tie rod is dangerously loose, you know, the tie rod's part of the steering. If that comes disconnected, you don't have steering. Brake pads are pretty self-explanatory. Brake pads are worn out. You don't stop very well. Control arm, which has a ball joint, which is the pivot point of the front suspension there. I guess I would honestly maybe get a second opinion. You know, based on what you're telling me, what they're telling you, if their recommendations don't drive it, I'm going to say I would agree with that. unless I have more information. So if you can find somebody that's able to give that a shakedown, give it an assessment, tell them what you're trying to accomplish. You know, it's hard to say because I don't want to speak for whoever inspected the vehicle, but I don't know. But yes, if a tie rod is very loose or a control arm or the brake pads are very worn, that vehicle should not be driven that length or really, quite honestly, much at all. You know, whether you're on the highway or in town, if you have a tie rod come apart, you don't have brake pads, you could have trouble. So try to find a place today where you can have somebody inspect that for you, give you a little more, a second opinion, give you some advice that maybe helps you make a better decision.
Nah, I'm going to risk it.
I figured you would.
And that well, good knowing you, friend.
Hope to talk to you next week.
If there is any good news, you're not in the dead of winter. It's a nice
exactly.
Day.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll give you a full update on that, Nick.
And Ryan, as you're driving, if you notice something different, this is a big thing for anyone, quite honestly. If you're driving along and all of a sudden something feels different, sounds different, is behaving differently, you need to stop. Because that, you know, somebody inspected, they gave you some advice. Obviously, you're going to make the choices best for your situation. But if you're driving along, all of a sudden something doesn't feel right, don't just say, well, let's see what happens here, because that could be dangerous too. You know, just be cautious, be aware of your surroundings, don't have the music at 10, you know, keep it quiet so you can pay attention to it and let the vehicle speak to you.
I'll be white knuckle driving all the way down. Don't you worry about me.
All right, Nick, good going. Yeah, be careful out there.
I'll text you, don't worry.
Right, yeah, let me know and I'll pick you up if you run into
yeah, you
problems.
Owe me.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely. All right. If you have any issues with your car, your truck, your van, you want some advice from Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's, call us or text us. You know the number, 651-461-9226. Let's see. Text came in, and it's this. 2021 Ram truck. Texter says, when I slow down and then accelerate, there is a small hesitation and then a small jerk. Most of the time, it runs smoothly. What do you think, Nick? What could it be?
Slowing down, a small hesitation, a jerk. I wonder if there's not something with the transmission. Maybe it's downshifting, coming out of interlock. You know, pay attention to it. Take a note. You know, these are good notes you already have. But also try to pay attention to, have I been driving for a long time? Is the car hot? Is it cold? Try to find a way to duplicate that. You know, next time you're in for service, share that information with them. Maybe have them hop in the car with you or the truck with you. Take it for a drive and see if they can experience that and give you a little more. A better direction to go.
Very good. A texter wants to know, which by-the-yard location are we? We are at the main showroom in Jordan, Minnesota, and they've got lots of goodies here to eat, coffee, treats, all sorts. They put on a great spread. So if you're heading down, and we hope you do, we'd love to meet you here at Jordan, by-the-yard showroom in Jordan, Minnesota. Just a quick drive from the Twin Cities. If you're just joining us, Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive is doing his usual help here on a Saturday morning here on CCO. This happens to be my second to the last show here on CCO, getting some nice comments from folks via that text line. But, yeah, Ryan, we have one more, and you have one more show.
We're going out in a blaze of glory, Denny.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You got the first part right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break and be right back with more. Call us, text us with any car care question you may have, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And good Saturday morning to you. It is currently 55 degrees in the Twin Cities. Nice weekend, a great holiday weekend. Keep in mind what this weekend is all about. It's thinking about those that we have lost in all the conflicts around the world all these years ago since the Civil War. So keep that in mind as you're grilling things, having any kind of an outdoor with family and friends. Remember, partly sunny today. You're going to get up to about 69. Beautiful weekend. You talk about outside things like grilling. 51 the low tonight, 81 tomorrow, 88 Memorial Day. No mention, maybe a slight chance of showers Sunday night, maybe. But Monday looks really good, 88 then. But Tuesday, sunny near 92. So warm weather, summer, definitely on the way. 55 right now here on CCO. We are broadcasting live at By the Yard Showroom in Jordan, Minnesota. And, of course, our usual show, the Car Care Show, in full swing. Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Nick, as well, as always like to ask you, for those that need some help from Lloyd's, tell us where you are. How do we get in touch?
Yes, sir. So if you have a question, as always, we will answer. You don't have to bring your car to us. We don't expect you to drive across town to do that. But if you have a question, feel free to give us a call, 651-228-1316. If you happen to be in St. Paul and you want to stop and say hi, you'll find us at 982 Grand Avenue, which is on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth in St. Paul. For more information, check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
We will get you that information, excuse me, before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 or so. I beg your pardon. Callers, texters, yes, we do. In fact, a listener here at the By the Yard showroom wants to know about hybrid batteries. A good question. How long do they last? When do you think a person who has a hybrid vehicle will need to change that battery?
Well, the vehicle will let you know, first of all, so you don't have to, you know, it's not a maintenance item. There'll be warnings when one of the cells are not operating as they should. So it's not that you'll be go out one day and the car won't work. So don't worry about that. We do replace them. And honestly, it's typically, you know, if I had to give you a number, but about 15 years, you know, we see Priuses and such and some Hondas that we've done. So I wouldn't be too worried. Even if you're at that 15-year marker, we have cars that are plenty older than that that still have the original battery.
Wow,
so
really?
It kind of case by case. Oh, yeah, there's still a few of those first-generation Priuses out there that still have those original batteries. So I feel that that the technology is good. I think they've done their research, and the product that's out there is fine, too. So I know a lot of people are worried if I'm buying a vehicle, I don't want a hybrid or it frightens me. Don't let that be the case. It's a good technology. It helps with the fuel economy. It's a good balance, a give and take. I like having the gasoline engine, having the hybrid or having the electric assist for the hybrid. So I think it's a good combination. So if you're out looking for a vehicle and a hybrid's an option, I think it's a good option to follow up with.
Especially with gas prices where they are right now. So to that listener,
absolutely,
maybe 10, maybe 15 or more years for that. That's good. Good news. All right. Again, 651-461-9226. Any kind of a car care question you might have for Nick Stoffel. I'm looking at another one here from the text. Let's see. A broken car can affect more than you know. Okay. I was unwillingly involved in a bad accident, Texas says, due to a poorly maintained car. The Sun car is a 2016 Honda Civic. Air conditioner condenser went out a couple of years ago per diagnostic testing at the dealership. Will cost over, $3,000. There was a recall, but there's no guarantee that the manufacturer will cover it if replaced the condenser. Not gotten in touch with or received a call from the manufacturer to discuss that issue. What do you suggest this texter should do? That's a pretty heavy-duty cost there for a condenser.
Yeah, I think you said it was a Honda. I think there was a vintage there where they actually had maybe some issues with the compressor, and the compressor failure created some debris that made its way into the condenser. So I think in that case, that might be a little more of a job than just the condenser. And you know, if you are in a situation where you have a failure, mechanical failure of your compressor, and then obviously that debris makes its way through, upon replacement or repair, you can apply like a filter or a screen to catch any debris in the event that there is a problem, you don't have it happen again. You know, obviously talk with the manufacturer, talk with the dealership. I don't know what their situation, the mileage, there's a lot of circumstances that might vary or affect how that outcome is. But in the event that you do have a failure, inquire about a filter or screen, because a lot of times that can kind of save you some heartache down the road.
As you know, Nick, we get this question from time to time. Does Lloyd's Automotive do warranty work? And I'm thinking, too, of those people that have maybe signed a deal where they have that extended warranty. You do that kind of work there at Lloyd's, right?
We can absolutely honor an extended warranty. If you're in the market of buying a new vehicle or used vehicle and you're looking at extended warranty, please read the fine print. We'll get that question time from time. Should I buy it? Should I get it? And it's a matter of opinion and preference. But I would say read the fine print. Make sure you're buying what they're selling you, because a lot of times the salesman will maybe over-exaggerate or oversell you on a product that may or may not be true, which is kind of part of life. But as far as manufacturer warranties, that has to go to a franchise dealership. So whatever make the vehicle is, The dealership that has that flag out front is where you need to take that vehicle for any kind of recall, manufacturer warranty, type of repair.
So manufacturer warranty, go to your dealership with an extended warranty. Lloyd's will be happy to take you.
Lloyd's and most shops, quite honestly. You know, the way we see it, it's kind of a form of payment, quite honestly. It's up for us to kind of explain and not just talk to you, the customer or the owner of the vehicle, but we, in turn, we also talk with that extended warranty, tell them what's wrong, breaking down the pricing, kind of, you know, on behalf of the customer, negotiating and selling that to that extended warranty operation.
Looking at a text about our conversation about batteries, hybrid batteries, the texter says, I bought a 2007 Prius new. The car has over 200,000 miles on it, still the original battery. So there's an example of what you just told us, Nick. Let's see. Please explain. Texter wants to know oil cooler lines if they need replacing. What is that texter talking about, Nick?
An oil cooler line is just that. You know, it uses oil and it runs through a cooler to keep the temperatures down. A lot of times they use those coolers to cool other items or systems. A cost of replacement is likely because somebody's recommending because they're leaking. And anytime there's a cooler line, which oftentimes might have some pressurized fluid, whether it's coolant, transmission fluid, power steering fluid, engine oil, if it's leaking, those situations can go from bad to worse really quick, meaning that that leak can go from a small leak to a significant leak. If you run the vehicle out of oil or any one of those fluids, you can have trouble very quick. So if somebody's recommending that, they can demonstrate and show you what's wrong and why, I would say that's a repair that should be done sooner than later.
Texter bought a, I'm going to break for weather here coming up in a moment, bought a an oil filter from a auto parts store and was concerned and wondering, and we get this a lot here on the show, about the quality. It was not an OEM part, but it was just a regular oil filter made by someone else. You know, they looked it up and asked the guy at the counter if that was the correct one. I was wondering about the quality of these filters that may not be always OEM. And we get that a lot. What would you say?
That is a good question. And keep in mind that the manufacturers don't make any of the parts. They buy... They source out the parts from different vendors. They assemble the vehicles. So the car makers are assemblers of vehicles. They don't make parts. Keep in mind that the companies that are making the parts need more than just the manufacturer as a customer, meaning that that oil filter, depending on the make and the model and the brand of the filter, it could be the original equipment. So when you go to the parts store, they have all these different varieties, good, better, best. Don't buy the bottom of the rung, you know, don't buy the bottom shelf part, but you also don't have to necessarily buy the top of the line part. So the good middle level or upper middle level, I think is probably sufficient. It's probably likely the same OE quality, which will serve you and your vehicle for a long time.
Very good. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break and look at that holiday forecast, and we come back answering more car care questions. You have problems with your vehicle, and you want to get a little analysis over the radio. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's will do that very thing. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful showroom here at By the Yard in Jordan, Minnesota. They've got all sorts of goodies here, coffee and things to eat. And we'd love to see you if you have the time. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our car care show. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive is helping us out as usual. If you have any issues with your vehicle, your car, your truck, your van, we'd love to hear from you at 651-461-9226. You know, I was thinking about, I was looking at a sign actually, Nick, about being an automotive technician. And we always like to say that's a pretty good gig. If you've got children or grandchildren who have that, what would you say to what kind of a person are you looking for? Because I remember you and Dan both, you were kind of hands-on as you were a kid anyway. You kind of like to work with your hands. You see a lot of those folks and talk to these young people who maybe should really get it. Think about this job.
I couldn't agree more. Like you mentioned, you know, I was a 15-year-old kid, went to a service station. You know, we used to have those with the full serve, and we'd check people's oils and tires and stuff on the drive. Those days were behind us. However, if you know a young person or even somebody looking for a change, I think it's a great industry. The persona of the grease monkey is kind of in the rearview mirror at this point. You know, things are very computerized. There's a lot of technology, a ton of variety, whether it's make, model, the type of problem. So if you're looking for a challenge or something where every day is different, it's a great industry. It can pay very well, you know, as we've discussed. And if you just work really hard, you know, that's part of the key. You know, Suds, our big Nick and I are talking as you know, we have three locations now. And as we're trying to figure out how to manage all this, it really comes down to our people. And we're very fortunate to have really good people. But as we look at the young people coming into this industry, as we hire new young people, that work ethic's a big thing. So if you're a young person looking to work hard and learn, I couldn't do anything else, quite honestly. So I would say, if you're looking into it, contact one of your local technical schools, see what that system looks like. Talk to your neighborhood shop, see if they have an opportunity for you to work there while you're in school. And the future is bright for you.
And you mentioned technical schools. We've got some really good ones around here, haven't we?
They're amazing. And, you know, a few years back, enrollment wasn't great, but I would say, as far as I recall, the enrollments were pretty full. So if it's something you're considering for the fall, even get in contact with them. You know, don't wait too long. You don't want to get on a wait list. So if it's something you're looking into, tour them, inquire. Like I said, go to your neighborhood shop, see if there's an opportunity to do some summer work there, you know, get a feel for it. But it's a great industry. It provides a really good for people's families, retirement, you know, all that stuff. But we have all that, you know, insurance, 401k, you know, you get your time off, you know, everything that any other career is going to offer. We have the same stuff. But the variety is one thing I'm very proud of.
Yeah, every day is different. That's great. Yeah, good gig. If you have any kind of a car care question, again, you can call it in or text it in, 651-461-9226. Denny Long here. We're broadcasting live from the Jordan Showroom, the beautiful showroom here at By the Yard in Jordan, Minnesota. Here's another text that just came in. We recently purchased, Texture says, a 2020 Chrysler Pacifica van with 117,000 miles on it. It smells like something is burning when you turn it off after driving on the freeway. On one recent trip, the temperature dial spiked all the way up and just as quickly came back down. Something to be concerned about, Texter wants to know.
Yeah, I think you should get that looked at, the burning smell. Maybe something's leaking. Maybe it's getting low on coolant. That's why you see that gauge, you know, spiking like that. You don't want to ignore those types of things, because right now, which might be just a matter of a hose repair or some sort of simpler repair, we ignore those things. The vehicle overheats more, gets lower on coolant. Now we have a bigger problem. So I would say that's something I would get on somebody's schedule sooner than later. Looking at the forecast, a bigger priority. I know we all have busy lives, but when it's going to get in those upper 80s and flirting with 90 degrees here, we want to make sure that our cars are running properly. The cooling systems are working properly. The last thing you want to do is be stuck on the side of the highway in a 90 degree day.
For sure. I'm looking at another text about changing coolant, and it says, well, it's kind of a long text, that their car is like 11 years old and has never had the coolant changed. How often should that be done?
Well, as you know, I'm going to say check that owner's manual. There's a maintenance schedule in there. Look online. But I do know for a fact, 11 years, it's past due. So, you know, next time you're in for service, when you make that appointment, make sure you mention, you want, first off, if the coolant hasn't been done in 11 years, what else hasn't? So the coolant's one thing that obviously it's something we're acknowledging, but make sure when you bring that vehicle in, they do a full inspection, they find that maintenance schedule, follow that inspection, make recommendations based on what they find. And you know, as you know, Denny, we always talk about maintenance is much less expensive than a repair. So when you bring your vehicle in and the, you know, talk to the shop, it's been a period of time, it's 6 months, a year, however many miles, have them do that inspection to make sure you have your car in good working order, especially as the summer months roll upon us.
Once in a while, you and I, mostly me, talk about the old days of automobiles, and it seemed to be way back when you would change that coolant much more often. It seems like newer cars, you don't have to do that. I mean, it's like, I'm not sure, I'll have to look at my you know, manual, too, with my car. But it seems like we're talking many miles before you need to change. Is that typical?
It is, and first off, I'm catching up to you, Denny. I turn the big 5-0 here in a couple of weeks, so don't. I might not catch you, but I'm gaining on you at least. And you're right. You know, when I started doing this when I was a kid, you know, we do the antifreeze every other year, and with the technology, even hoses and belts, you know, and so cars are expensive. Repairing them is expensive, but things last a lot longer. You know, the cooling systems might be 7 years, 100,000 miles. Spark plugs are 100,000 miles. Radiator hoses we hardly replace outside of some sort of repair, which used to be a much more regular occurring item. But as vehicles have evolved, technology's gotten better, cars have gotten better, a lot of that stuff has gone with it. So I would say, you know, it's for the better. It is expensive because the way they jam this stuff in there, the labor processes and times are very, sometimes a lot, you know, and it gets very expensive. But honestly, I think in the long run, we're better off.
Absolutely. Say, before we run out of time, let's grab a phone call. Denise is checking in from Minnetonka this morning. Good morning, Denise. Thanks for waiting. What can we do for you?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. My question is, I have a 2019 Mazda CX-3 with just under 50,000 miles, and it's a good car. I take good care of it, and, you know, I get regular oil changes and things like that. But my question is, every once in a while, every month or so, I make a trip, like a two-hour trip, northern Minnesota or Wisconsin, a couple hours here and there. And I always worry. I think, oh, my gosh, should I go have a shop look at it before I make this trip? And I realize it's not a long trip, but I just kind of should. Is it necessary to do that if I do the regular maintenance on my car and take pretty good care of it? Thank you.
I would say no, it's not. If you're following the regular maintenance schedule, you have a good relationship with your mechanic in your shop, you should be fine. That being said, if you're taking a trip, for anyone for that matter, and you're concerned, a peace of mind is priceless. So the last thing we want is somebody driving across the state, across the country, worried about something. Take it in, have them kick the tires, give it a good once over, and make sure you're good to go. But honestly, if you are following the maintenance schedule, you're doing your regular maintenance and routine, you should be just fine.
Nick, I know we have to scoot here in a couple of seconds. I want to leave you with this last text that just came in. This texter says, I'm still driving my 79 Camaro after 47 years. Bravo for that. Well, Nick, again, as we head out of here, thanks for your help. Folks that do need some help from Lloyd's, give us that info if you would.
Yes, sir. If you have a question, please feel free to give us a call. That's 651-228-1316. And as you know, Denny, if you're in St. Paul, we're two blocks east of Lexington Parkway at 982 Grand Avenue. For all that information and more, check out the website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Tony and I are going to be stopping by Tuesday morning to get another oil change there at Lloyd's. Nick, thank you so much. Have a safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Very good. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.